We are talking about cricket as the North East welcomes the England-Australia teams for the fourth Ashes Test, which starts tomorrow at Durham's Chesterley Street Ground. Freddie Flintoff was on Total Sport last night, I think, wasn't he? Certainly he's on the BBC News Channel at the moment. Anyway, I went to Gateshead Fell Cricket Club, was it last Friday, I think, to meet the Premier Youth Team and learn how to play cricket. And, of course, how to eat tea. Like, that's so important. That's the whole thing. Anyway, as far as cricket is concerned, I still think it's a game that takes ages. Like Steve Pett, my neighbour, he's a frantic cricket person, and he's out all day. And Linda Pett and I, we look at each other and go, oh, he'll be back at nightfall. Anyway, it's 7 or 8 hours for one day's play in a test match. I don't have the attention span. And it can go on for up to 5 days. So I asked Thomas, right, when I was at Gateshead Fell, I asked Thomas, who's on the team, why he loves the sport so much.
I like how it's a team sport and that you always encourage each other in the way that you play it. I think that doesn't happen enough in football. There's a lot of shouting at each other in football.
Right. Do you like football?
Yeah, I play that as well.
Which do you prefer?
Cricket.
Could you see yourself doing that as a job?
If I keep on working hard at it, yeah.
Hello, tell me who you are.
I'm Louie.
What do you like about cricket?
I like when you're batting and you can get loads of runs.
Yeah. Are you good at running?
Yeah.
Yeah. And are you good at bowling?
Yeah.
Are you good at hitting balls?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you're 8, I'm 51 and a half. I don't look my age, do I?
No.
Thank you. Can you teach me how to bat like?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it easy?
No.
Can you tell me the technique?
You need to defend, like, your wicket.
That's the wooden thing?
Yeah.
And have I got to stand a particular way, Louis?
Yeah. You have to stand sideways.
Now, I'm left-handed. Is that going to be a problem?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Right. Thanks.
This will be funny, this.
Yeah. This is going to be like...
Could you be supportive of an old gentleman playing cricket?
Come on, Jonathan!
Come on, Jonathan!
Right foot forward and...
Come on, let's see what you're made of.
Come on, Jonathan.
Hey!
Jonathan!
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 Oh!
Ooh, you keep your eye on the ball and put your right foot forward and step into
it. Show Alice! Oh!
Thank you, boys.
Well done.
How did I do, then?
Very well for a first-timer.
Do you know the good thing about this is that they're all very positive, and that, I think, is a good thing which you don't hear kids do.
The nature of the game, you always try and promote positivity. There's very little negativity in the game. You'll see that from grassroots right through to the international stage.
So, Amanda, you're a more recent cricket convert, having watched your son, I think, get into it. So tell me why it's worth me converting.
The teas, the cakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right up your street.
What is it that stopped you getting into cricket before?
I've no idea. Just something I've never really got into. I don't know why, until my son started to play, and then as your child does something, then you watch them.
And what is it that surprised you about it, now that you've got the bug, supposedly?
I think all the children, there's no bickering, and everyone's got a positive sort of feeling about cricket.
OK, boys, do you know how to bowl a maiden over?
Yeah, you try to bowl and the batsman gets no runs.
What's a googly?
I don't know.
A spin bowl.
Oh, spin bowl. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know how to do one of them.
Is it difficult?
It takes a bit of time to learn, but once you know how to do it, it just stays in your mind. Yeah. It's harder than fast bowling.
Can you spin bowl, though?
I can't spin bowl, I'm a slow bowler.
What does that mean?
Well, you don't bowl fast, you bowl slow.
Of course, Jonathan. That would make sense. And what's the best thing about cricket, boys?
Probably just the experience of playing, really. Everybody gives you support. There's not one person in the team who doubts you.
It's so different to football, because in football you have people shouting abuse at you, but in cricket you don't. You don't have your parents telling you you're rubbish.
And plus, cricket, everybody gets a turn in it. It's not like some people sitting on the bench the full game. Everybody gets a go, and it's good fun.
Hey, that's some of the kids at Gateshead Fell Cricket Club talking about why they love the sport. And if you want to find out more about some of the cricket coaching camps on this summer in the North East, you can visit Ty's website. Hello, Ty and Amanda. It's allroundcricketcoaching.com. Allroundcricketcoaching.com. And I've got to mention the next Camp Gateshead Fell cricket coaching session is August the 20th, 21st and 22nd, all right? So next Camp Gateshead Fell cricket coaching is on 20th, 21st and 22nd. At BBC Newcastle, I think, has tweeted a picture of me in the stumps looking extremely flint off. Well, we share the same birth sign. That's about as far as it goes. It's difficult to hit that ball, isn't it? You've got to bend over and stance it. And oh, God. Ew. Anyway, we'll, of course, have lots more on the Ashes test at Durham over the next 5 days. This is BBC Newcastle.